Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? How's everybody out there doing today, man? I am your host, Peter Richardson, but you also know me as AKA PDP. How's everybody out there doing today? Hope you're doing well. I got Jonathan Jacob on the line. What's up, Jonathan Jacob?
Good evening, good evening. Not much. What's up?
Already. What you guys been up to? What y'all been up to today, man?
Just chilling. We've been remodeling our facility here in Goleta. We're going to check out the new Jeepers Creepers 3 tonight. So, we're going to have some fun.
How y'all feel like scary movies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love scary movies.
Man, I can't stand scary movies anymore, man. I ain't trying to go scare myself.
I hear you. School, and I used to torment him all the time. So I'm the aggravating brother. I will admit it.
There he is.
Well, and I'm Jacob Richardson. I'm Josh's and Pete's little brother, and I guess I'm just, you know, the athletic one. I was the coldest at all the sports, so that's all I focus on.
We need to go race right now.
I think I'll get you right now.
Yeah, man, I done picked up a little weight, but I can still go. Well, that's what's up. And Jonathan Jacob is actually going to go ahead and bring you some high school, Oklahoma high school score. So you guys go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to let Jacob start off today with some scores, and then I'm going to cover what I think is going to be the game of the week. We have two really exciting teams here in the Tulsa area that's going to clash this weekend. So, Jacob, go ahead and start with those scores.
All right, I'll go ahead and can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to start in 6A. Your Muskogee Ruffers really beat the Bartlesville Bruins bad, 71-6. The Ponca City Wildcats lost pretty good to Booker T. Washington Hornets, 63-21. And your Enid Plainsmen beat the Putnam West Patriots, 49-42 in a pretty close game. Also in 6A, Broken Arrow Tigers and beat the UConn Millers, 56-20. And the Jeets Trojans beat Norman Tigers 58-7. All right, moving on to 4A. Wagner Bulldogs beat Cashawhawk Commandos 34-7. And the Elk City beat the Elgin Owls 35-14. And I'll go ahead and move to Class A, where I played in high school. The Porter Pirates beat the Liberty Tigers 66-20. And your Wyandotte Savages got beat by the Nico Bulldogs 21-14. And that is the scores for football.
Oh, man, that's cool. So Muskogee won 71-6.
Yeah, they really
had,
beat them.
They had three turnovers, and two of those were pick sixes. So the
wow.
Defense played outstanding, and I mean, of course, the offense was just lighting the field up. They were able to really rebound off of that loss the week before with Bentonville West. So they come out to play, and did a really good job.
Oh man, that's what's up. I'm glad they put it on there. It was actually Bartlesville who broke my leg my senior year. So, Muskogee. Josh, what's coming up with the game of the week, man?
The game of the week, I want to start off, it's going to be Owosso Rams versus the Union Redskins. And they, Owosso's really surprised a lot of people this season. They come in week one and beat, they beat Jinx week one. And a lot of people were thinking, well, you know, maybe that's just a fluke. You know, maybe Jinx just started off bad. But then they really connected in every game this season, beating Bartlesville 56-14, then moving on to Broken Arrow 49-27, and then just their latest game 63-41 over the Mustang. And what's exciting is that Owosso's really stay consistent. You have a high-powered offense on both sides of the field with some key matchups with starting with Union. They have a OSU commit, C.J. Moore, and two high-powered receivers, A.K. Wilson and Avery Alverson. And the secondary of Owosso has a Ohio State commit, Josh Proctor, a Kansas State commit, Wayne Jones, and another guy who's committed to – or he's not committed, but he is a very talented secondary guy, Deuce Mayberry. So this game is looking to be – yes.
Okay, okay.
It's looking to be a really exciting game on both sides of the field. We're thinking that this could be a state championship preview. Ever since Owosso beat Jinx in week one, it's really up the hype of Owosso, and they've stayed consistent with that. Just a little backstory, I didn't know this, but the Owosso coach was the was Bill Blankenship, who actually won three state titles with Union before.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
it's got a little bit of a backstory.
I wasn't worried about that. That's what's up, man. So who do you think going to win?
You know, I think the experience is going to favor Union. But I think the more hungry team is going to be Owosso, and I'm picking them to take the win.
Yeah, okay, I feel you, man. What's his name, C.J. Walker? What's the receiver's name for Union?
C.J. Moore.
Yeah, C.J. Moore.
He's committed to
OSU. I've been seeing him. Yeah, he's a tall, lanky guy, man. I don't really have very much speed, but he does have all the attributes. I can see him whenever they play Broken Arrow Tigers week one. But, yeah, you're right. And then that the backstory with the Blankenship used to be a Union. So I believe Union probably will come out with the salt in their mouth, but you want to know what? Blankenship probably saying, I know those guys in the locker room over there. I know their culture, what they're about. Here's how you can beat them. So, I honestly think that's going to be a great game as well, man. Hey, let everybody know about the business that you guys run there in Coweta and where they can find you guys at.
It's a place close to home adult daycare. We provide assistance for caregivers who need some breaks or just need a place for someone to go who has a high level of care need. We're located in Coweta, Oklahoma, 918-279-0060. And our website is www.aplaceclosetohome.com. And we also, you can find us on Facebook, A Place Close to Home Adult Day Services.
All righty, that's what's up, man. Y'all want to give a shout out to anybody before y'all go get scared of the movies?
Our cousin Aubrey had his 2-year anniversary today. Shout out to Aubrey Richardson and Brandy Richardson.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to them guys. Yeah, that marriage life ain't no joke now.
It's not. Yeah. Tensions get high.
Oh, no. I was also going to say, now we're talking about Aubrey. Aubrey also got one of the top 100 nurses in Oklahoma.
Yeah,
as well. So.
I did. Yeah. Represent, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Shout out to Aubrey Richardson. You're the top 100 nurses there in Oklahoma, man. So, man, that's what I'm talking about, man. I'm proud of you guys. And just a little backstory on all our relationships. Jacob, Josh, and Aubrey, they were all the younger ones. It was actually me, Paul, and Jason who used to actually run run with each other, you know what I'm saying? We used to run the streets, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Back in Wag Girl, shout out to Bollinger, you know what I'm saying? That's the housing additions that we were in. But all right, man, so what's the salute to you guys? Shout out to Aubrey, man. I tell him, I said, keep up the good work. And, Matt, we need to work on next time. Let me see if he can call in with us, too, man.
We'll do it.
So, let the people know. All right, man. Keep an eye on
you.
Jesus creeper, where to get no cheaper?
We'll try to. We're trying not to be lying on the
bed. Already. All right, man. So, listen, you guys enjoy your movie, okay?
All right, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. For everybody that's still on here listening, man, Texas Tech actually won 27-24. Can you believe it? Well, you probably believe it that it was that close, but actually the game was not that close at all, man. You know, Houston actually had a drive. They did an onside kick towards the end of the game. Well, under a minute, they drove down the field and ended up getting a touchdown, which made it to 24. But Texas Tech defense came out and showed out, man. Got to give him a huge shout out to Dakota Allen. He had an interception on the first series. I almost felt, because Houston came out with a big run, like a gain of 9 or maybe 10 or so, and then had a pretty good run after that. And then the first pass, I believe it was the first pass, and then Dakota Allen went ahead and intercepted that. Which brings Cliff Kingsbury coming into the season on the hot seat. You know what I mean? I actually feel like Cliff Kingsbury, you know how it is whenever you study for a test. You study for a test and you study, you did everything right, but then you take the test and then you get the grades back and you get a C. You're like, hey, man, I thought I studied right. You know what I'm saying? But that's kind of what Cliff is with this team. He's on the hot seat. If he don't have a winning season this year, he might be G-O-N-E. That means he's gone. But he came in on the hot seat. But I believe it's not so hot right now because, man, these guys did their thing, man. They did their thing over there. Actually, there's some tweets. Everybody was tweeting about it. Max Olsen, he says, Texas Tech is balling so far. They're 13-0 at road, and Houston defense is showing real progress. And I will say, man, they really did show some progress. And then Dan Woken, he said, how about Texas Tech defense getting after Houston today? David Gibbs slowly but surely is breaking through. And it wasn't like a skinny thing. The guys are just tackling better, getting off the block better. Man, so shout out to them Texas Tech where the Raiders. They're 3-0. They're 3-0. Oklahoma State comes into town. They come into the Hub City, Raider Field, this Saturday. It will be a blackout. It's a night game. If you haven't experienced a night game in the Jones, you are really missing out. Trust me, one of my colleagues put on his Facebook saying he hasn't experienced a blackout game as a fan. And I think I have. I don't know if I have as a fan, but whenever we play OU, Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott look like this? Man, you see, he looked like John Elway as he dove in his own. He was like, hey, it's free for all, baby. It's my team. It's my squad. We got to get this done. He dove into the end zone. And just, I was like, what? I don't want to die. I just want to be alive. Yeah, I don't know why that song just popped in my head. That's probably what Dak Prescott was saying as soon as he took off to go die. He said, I don't want to be alive. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. And whoosh. Touchdown, Cowboys. Shout out to Dak Prescott, man. Yeah, the Cowboys went ahead and did their thing. Ezekiel Elliott, I believe this is what it – yes. 80 yards. And there was a lack of – people was counting on him, man. Even Deion popped up. Deion had something to say about it. Everybody was doubting his lack of effort and things like that. But I think he was just conserving the bench. You know what I mean? So, shout out to Zeke, you know, what he's going through with his case, too. And shout out to you, too, as well, that's listening, man. I just want to say, before you give up, think about why you started. Fall down 7 times, get up 8. And great things happen. Good things happen to those who wait, but great things happen to those that go out and go get it. You know what I'm saying? Be the type of person that go pray for something and then go get it. You know what I mean? Because, you know what they say, faith without works is dead. So with that being said, I got an inspirational clip by Eric Thomas that I would love for you to hear.
You can't make me want what I don't want. You can't dangle something in front of my face that I don't want that. And many of you are taking anything because you don't know what you want. And so if I can do one thing for you when you leave this room, I don't want nothing from you but for you to leave this room and know what you want. What do you want in your marriage? What do you want with your son and your daughter? What do you want in your health? What do you want financially? Like, how much money do you want to make a year? What do you want to drive? How do you want to live? Stop just waking up like an accident. What do you want? And then once you find out what you want, spend the rest of your natural life waking up and going after it. The reason why I speak with so much passion, E.T., why do you speak with so much authority? Because I'm talking about my life, not something that I read. I ate out of trash cans. I had no business eating out of trash cans. I lived in abandoned buildings. I had no business living in abandoned buildings. But E.T., your daddy wasn't in your life. Your mom was a teenage mother. You grew up, come on, E, look at your shirt. That's not an excuse. There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse. I told you, I didn't get a new daddy. I didn't get a new mama. What changed? I changed. And I stopped being a victim. I stopped saying, I've got to wait for good things to happen to me. And I said, I'm going to grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power every single day. I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim. Now, let me say this before I move forward, and I can't explain it, but you better feel me. Winners win and losers lose. I can't explain it any better than that. I don't know how it happens, but winners win. And if you create a culture of losing, if you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture. Let me tell y'all, I'm not from New Zealand, guys. Come on, listen to me very closely. I'm not from New Zealand, but I know about, let me say it this way so I can help you. I know about what team. I've never seen All Blacks play a day in my life. I've never been to the stadium. Where's the stadium? Help me out. Where's the stadium? Okay, I'm going. See what you did? I've never been to the stadium. You're like, Eric, the stadium? That's Hobbit that way, Eric. That's not the stadium. The stadium is this way. I've never been there a day in my life. And if you watch some of my videos, I have All Blacks in my videos. Why? Because they're what? They're winners. And when you're a winner, you don't even stay in your own little town. When you're a winner, winning spreads. So everybody, I got videos where I'm like, y'all, I don't really know how to show my passion. Somebody said, get the All Blacks. Ah! Ah! I'm like, yep, that's what I need, All Blacks. Yep. I need the all black. I need the all black. Because they say what I'm saying. They just saying it in rugby. I don't. I'm like, woo, that's a violent sport. Their passion is all over there. Why? Because winners win. And I can't explain it to you. But you better stop making excuses and find a way to win. Because once you start winning, you go from 1,500 to 3,000 to 5,000 to 7,000. You remember, see? From 7 to 10. Nothing changed. We're still in the basement. We don't have a building. We still use the garage for all of our products. We don't have business cards. We don't have a 5-year plan. We don't have a 3-year plan. How do you do it then? We wake up and grind. Winners win. I focus more on winning than I focus on structure. I focus on winning. And when you become a winner, they start seeing you with winners. You get from being a loser, low self-esteem, doubt, and fear. And if you can find your way on this side, guys, it's sweeter on this side.
Ooh, he said it's sweeter on this side. I mean, that's so true. I remember the first time I decided to get on the microphone and how I just wasn't so comfortable. You remember your first time driving. You know, you're not really comfortable. You know what I mean? But then you start to get comfortable. And then sometimes when you get too comfortable, that's when them wrecks start to happen. You know, but that's when you start to stop paying attention to the road. You start texting and driving. Some people start drinking and driving. Some people, you know, whatever it is that you do, whenever you drive, whenever you're comfortable. You know, sometimes that's like with life. You get so involved in the same paycheck, you know, which I don't know why that's not inspiring anyway. You know, but anyway, same paycheck. Just kind of get into a routine. You know what I mean? And then some people talk, well, I got kids. I got kids. Well, I work all day. I can't do this. Oh, man, I can't do this. Well, I'll tell you one thing, man. You probably won't. Stop wasting. Only thing better than money is time. Because time, you can't get that back. Once it's gone, it's gone. And that's one thing that scares me. And one thing that scares me is it's not really so much a fear that I have, but it's just I'm just scared of being like, I'm doing something, but he ain't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he talks a big game. You know, that's what I'm scared of right there. I don't want people to look at me and be like, nah, man. And I just want people to say, hey, he tried. You know, and I can tell he gave his all. You know what I'm saying? But I want people to know, when people see me or hear me on the radio, I want them people to be like, see, he did it. And, you know what I'm saying? You can see on my own, people been following me on my journey. You know what I'm saying? While they're broadcasting that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, he did it. If he can do it, you can do it. Especially the people who know where I come from, you know what I'm saying? They know the obstacles and things that I had to overcome. And you know what I'm saying? So that's why I do what I do. Well, I want to be that inspiration to people. You know what I'm saying? People that are down and out. You know what I mean? They're just like, man, if you can, and I can be like, man, if I can do it, you can do it. You just got to put your mind to it. It's mind over matter. You know what I'm saying? But I can sit up and preach to you all day. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you holler at me on my Snapchat, PDP. Thanks. Shout out to Jackie Jacob. You know what I'm saying? For the Oklahoma score. Shout out to Texas Tech. They went ahead and won the University of Houston 27-24. And them Dallas Cowboys, baby. And if you're mad about Dallas Cowboys kneeling and stuff, you're going to burn yourself, man, go ahead and hit me up, man. Don't burn it. Don't waste your money. You know what I'm saying? I would. I need some more Cowboy gear. You feel me? But, yo, man, hey, thank y'all for tuning in. That's Saving Our Future Specialty. It's do what you love and love what you do. Life is about making your dreams come true. Let me give a shout-out to Petersburg. Let me give a shout-out to all the positive people, baby. Stay positive, be yourself, stay true to yourself, because everybody is fake. And I'm not.